It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The previous college fight song that we played was Tulane. Somebody keeps guessing Notre Dame. I think I'm going to guess Notre Dame for every college football fight song that we play. This one was never even in the running for Name That Song, because everybody knows that it's LSU's fight song. Jeff Palermo joins us now to talk about those Tigers, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well. Tommy, staying dry?
Yeah, well, for the most part. You know, just thinking about it, it's a gray, rainy Friday, which is better than a bright, sunny Monday. You got to keep that in mind. And they turned the lights off on a Crescent City Connection. They could have kept those on for a long, probably all day today, I would think, as dark as it's going to be in gray. But let's talk about, first of all, the field at Tiger Stadium. All that's covered, so we don't have to worry about any of that, right?
Yeah, and I think this rain is supposed to move out, at least out of the Baton Rouge area for tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe the sun comes out a little bit. I would imagine the field conditions will be nearly perfect by the time they kick it off tomorrow.
Brian Kelly's saying there's no way you can say, and life is not always fair, but there's no way you can say it's fair what happened to John Emery, and he's right. I mean, that's just for people that don't know, I guess, Jeff, and missed it, you can tell them.
Well, just to kind of give you, kind of go all the way back to his time at Destrehan, this kid was considered one of the top running backs in the country coming out of high school his senior season. And he was originally committed to Georgia. It was a big recruiting battle to get him to LSU. He ends up signing at LSU. He's on the 2019 National Championship team. Of course, Clyde Edwards-Helaire was the star of that team as far as a running back, so he didn't play that season. Then he had the COVID year of 2020. He ends up being academically ineligible for a season. Had a decent year in 2022 when he came back. Last year, really didn't get into the groove of things, and then ended up suffering a season-ending ACL injury in November. Comes back and is the leading rusher for LSU last Sunday in the loss to USC. And then during practice this week in a non-contact drill, he plants and he blows out the another ACL injury. And he had surgery yesterday. Coach Brian Kelly describing it as just a low point. Kid completely devastated, team feeling really bad for him. Tough break. You know, we talked about the academic suspension being missing an entire year. This is someone that could have just literally said, you know what, forget it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll try the NFL. Maybe I'll try the Canadian Football League. I'll try to do something. But he stuck with it, ended up getting his degree, and was in position to really have a nice season. And who knows, maybe have that springboard towards a career in the NFL, but now another serious knee injury. It's likely that his football career is over.
Yeah, because I think at this point, you got to look at if you're not going to play at the next level, and with all those injuries, could he? And you also got to look at your overall health for the rest of your life, right?
Right, yeah. No doubt about it. Just a tough break, and it leaves LSU really short at the running back position. Now they only have three scholarship running backs on their roster. Of course, the Trey Holly legal situation continues to drag on. He does have a court hearing later this month, I want to say in a couple of weeks, maybe even less than a couple of weeks, on the gun charges he still faces from that shooting in his hometown in Union Parish back in February. But right now, the three scholarship running backs, now that Emery is down, it's Josh Williams, it's Caleb Jackson, and Caden Durham, a freshman. And so expect to see him play against Nichols. And then last night, Coach Brian Kelly announced that they moved Juwan Johnson to running back. Johnson was Mr. Football in the state of Louisiana for high school football in 2023, a dynamic quarterback from Lafayette Christian. In fact, set the all-time career passing mark for quarterbacks in Louisiana high school football history and has the most total touchdowns in Louisiana high school football history. The kid is absolutely breathtaking when he has the football in his hands. He's someone that you got to watch. Now, he's been working out as a defensive back during preseason camp. I don't know how quickly they can get him up to speed as far as being a running back. But it's an insurance policy at the time, and who knows? Maybe he'll get a carry or two against Nichols on Saturday.
Did they make him a defensive back because he was a great athlete, and now that's where the need was?
Yeah, well, he was projected really during his time at Lafayette Christian as a cornerback. He was considered one of the top cornerbacks in the state, even though he didn't.
Both ways?
Yeah, he was playing mostly quarterback at Lafayette Christian. Mm-hmm. Every now and then they would throw him out on defense at a critical point in the game if they were playing a team of some great receivers. But quarterback was his position. Now you're saying, well, why isn't he a quarterback? Well, he's 5'11". When he throws the football, it's kind of a unique motion. He doesn't kind of come over the top on it. So there's a reason why he's not a quarterback. But even Brian Kelly said in the spring when he was talking about Juwan Johnson that this kid is so talented, it's hard to figure out where to put him. And there's a variety of places they could put him. And so he was, again, they felt pretty good about the running back room. They got a plenty of wide receivers, so they don't need him there. And obviously defensive back has been a spot where LSU's trying to find the right combination. So he was working out there and getting reps as a safety, really as a star. He was a kind of the backup or a third string to Major Burns in that star position, which is a hybrid linebacker safety position. But now he's getting... He's got a chance to potentially be a guy at running back. We'll see. Something to monitor, but really the main guys, Josh Williams and Caleb Jackson, those two guys, especially Caleb Jackson, they got to figure out a way to get him going. It was a disappointing start to the season for him based on what he did against USC. I think only 14 yards rushing against the Trojans.
And I don't think I'm thinking of anything that the LSU coaching staff has not thought of, but as you say that about Juwan Johnson, I'm thinking – okay, well, last year we had a quarterback that could run as well as he could pass.
Yeah.
Maybe this year you get a running back that can pass as well as he can run.
Well, if you ever wanted to throw a wildcat formation or something like that, that could certainly be something. But I think they like Garrett Nussmeier. I think they just need to develop. I'm not saying there's a quarterback controversy there. I don't know if this coaching staff is willing to be as experimental on that, say, as Sean Payton was with Taysom Hill, right?
Yeah.
Drew Brees off the field and have Taysom Hill as the quarterback.
That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying you put this guy running back, and then maybe he's got the option of passing. So
yeah, that's true, too. Yeah. That's a possibility as well, too.
All right, 6:52, 8 till 7. More we come back. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Story just posted at WWL.com about LSU adding Mr. Football 2023. Story by Jeff Palermo. You can read more about Juwan Johnson, 5'11", 200 pounds, not really tall enough to play quarterback, but as a running back, maybe it'll be a double threat or triple threat. How would be a triple threat? No, it'd be a double threat because he wouldn't kick. 6:52, 8 till 7, traffic now, WWL. We're playing Name the College Fight Song since LSU's playing Nichols State this week, and we may as well play theirs. Jeff Palermo, our guest, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. What do we know about the Colonels, Jeff?
Well, Nichols has really had a very they've had a great run of it with Tim Rebo as their head coach, who I think is entering his ninth season. They've won three conference championships during that time, including last season. They get a lot of kids from the River Parishes area, from South Louisiana. Colin Guggenheim, who is who's their leading rusher, a kid from John Curtis High School. Last week they went up to Louisiana Tech. The weather elements were not the greatest. Rain was falling. And they forced five turnovers against Louisiana Tech. Now, they didn't produce a ton of offense. This is not going to be an offense that's really going to test LSU, in particular defensive secondary. Nichols only completed 10 passes last week. But this is going to be a Nichols team that's going to be well coached, and it's just hard to believe. I don't know what it's. Nichols is an hour 25 minutes away from the LSU campus, and this is the first time these two schools have ever played in football. So some history will certainly be made in Tiger Stadium on Saturday night.
51.5-point favorite is LSU. You think they cover?
Could be close to that. I wouldn't be surprised if not, just because LSU is going to try to work on running the football, in particular in the second half. And so I don't know. That'd be close. But I could see, 51-7 type of game, so somewhere around there.
It'll be close. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, Tommy.
Appreciate
you have a great
time.
One.
You too. All right. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Talk to our buddy Don Dubuque, host of Louisiana's Great Outdoors. They're talking about catch limits for two types of sharks. Should they be eliminated for recreational fisher people? Then we'll talk to Mark Rosa, Manage Your Money with Mark. A lot coming up. Stay with us, WWL.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.